good to be here again. Another year has gone by so fast. It just flew. And first thing I'd like to say is thank all of you, the ones here in the church that have been so faithful all these years to give and to pray. And this October, Lord willing, it'll be 11 years for Adrian and I to be on the field. And I can say I've not regretted it. And if it wasn't for y'all back home praying and giving and praying especially, we couldn't be there. And we really do thank all of you for that. You've been a real blessing to us. And I'd like to share a few things that the Lord's been dealing with me on. And that's on loving the brethren and being patient. And the first Sunday we were here, Linda was preaching on Job. And one thing you said really just made my day, because you said, I forget where you read it, but Job was the picture of patience. Yet Job talked a lot, and I thought, yeah, that's me. I talk a lot. I really do. I complain and gripe and everything else, but I want to quit that too. And one of the passages that I've been reading a lot is in Colossians. You made me real nervous, you know that. Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17 says, "Put on, therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." And being down there in the mission field, you do, when you work with others, there are problems, you do rub. But yet, that shouldn't defeat us. And right here it tells us what we ought to do. And just as every day we get up and we prepare ourselves for the day, the same thing. Just in the morning, ask the Lord to help us that day to get through the day and to love our brothers the way we ought to. And in Lamentations 3:22, we all know the verse. And this has really been coming to my mind. And it says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Great is our faithfulness." And just as God's mercy is new with us every single morning, all the more so we ought to be with our brothers and our sisters that just every day, forget yesterday and whatever they've said and done. I know I offend a lot. And that's really been coming to mind every day, that just forget it and start anew in another day. Another thing that was brought to mind was to be able to do this, that we have to have, we have to be willing to do it and have a willing mind. And in, 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9, and, this is David giving some advice to his son, Solomon, and he says, "And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of thought. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever." And before I really didn't, I thought about it, and I would just think about it, not really do much about it. And the Lord's really been showing me that it's not just enough to think about it. You have to do it. And in Exodus 35, verse 5 was a verse I read a long time ago, and it just stuck. I know it's not dealing with this with the brothers and sisters, but it says, "Take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass." And when I read this, I thought, no, that too, your heart's got to be willing. If you're gonna do anything for the Lord, and if you're gonna love your brothers and sisters and be strong in the Lord, you have to be willing to stay and to endure and to just stick and be faithful and merciful. And Micah has been coming back to me all the time too. Micah 7, verse 7 and 8, and this is my verse that whenever I fall, and I know that when we get back to the field, I'm going to fall again, but I don't have to stay there. It says, therefore, will I look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. And this has been a real, like a stronghold for me that, yeah, I'm going to fall, and so will others, but we don't have to stay defeated. And the last thing has been this past year has been a real hard year. It seemed a real long year. And there's been, it's been real hard spiritually. And through it all, the Lord has been showing me that no matter what comes, you have to just stand. You have to take whatever comes. And 1 Corinthians 16:13, this one verse, it says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, and be strong. And the Lord has really been bringing to me verses of you just stick. Don't, you know, like Steve told Chong one time that she wanted to get out, and he told her, there's no getting out. You know, you're in it. And it's just that what the Lord's been showing me, to whatever he brings along, there's nothing so hard that he can't, you can't bear it. Whatever he brings along or whatever comes along, sometimes I know I get myself into my own problems. And there's nothing so bad that we can't stick. And in 2 Timothy 2, verse 1 and verse 3, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 3, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ. And there's another verse, I don't know exactly where it's at, but it's talking about the ones that are going to live godly shall suffer persecution. And I remember when I was reading that, I thought a minute, I thought, well, if do I want persecution or not? And I remember making my choice. No, I'm going to stick to the Lord. And so if persecution comes along, well, it's a choice we've already made to stick, to endure. And in 1 Peter 5, verses 10 and 12, says, but the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after the you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And whatever the Lord brings to us, it's all for our own good. Although we may not see the good, it's everything that comes in our lives is for our own good. And that's a promise, and just something that you just have to believe it and not wonder, well, okay, you know, to be able to stand and everything, it's all of God's grace. In Ephesians 6, finish off 10 through 20. Says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, but therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And we can stand, having God's word, and every time we fall, just going back to him and asking him for forgiveness another day to, you know, Lord, I failed today. And just trust him that he's going to help us go on again another day. And it's really been a real, real blessing being down in Mexico with, even though the times it sometimes you think, that's it, I'm leaving. And not too long ago, I remember thinking that. And it was pretty stupid because I didn't have any money to go anywhere anyway. But I thought, I'm leaving it. And Adrian asked, well, what are you going to go with? You know, oh, well, yeah. But we can stand. The Lord's just been bringing that to me. You can. And being in Mexico, I don't regret it, like I said. And anyone that has a call to go, yeah, there's going to be times when it's real hard, spiritually and physically and financially in every which way. But yet the Lord's good, and He provides, and He won't let you down.
Amen.